So hello, I'm sorry I don't speak Polish, so I have to do it in English. So I'm going to talk about the graceful shutdown of BGP sessions as a way to improve the network availability. So let's have a look at the agenda. I'll start by an introduction on the problem statement. Then I'll describe the requirements for such a graceful shutdown. Then I'll describe a solution. And finally, we can evaluate the solution on a test bed, and then we'll conclude. So let's start with the problem statement. So first, why do we want to improve network availability? This is mainly for new applications, such as voice over IP, online gaming, and corporate mission critical applications. And such applications have tight SLA requirements, especially regarding network availability. For example, for voice over IP, the typical requirement is between 100 and 200 milliseconds of recovery after a failure. So how can we improve the network availability? There are a bunch of solutions. Some of them are presented in our PL log. So I tried to group them into categories. So first category is to avoid the failure, at least at the IP layer. So for a link, we could use protection below the IP MPLS layer. And for node, we could use state-of-the-art hardware and software or do extensive testing. Second group of solution is local concealment, such as using graceful restart or non-stop routing or in-service software upgrade, known as ISSU. The third group is local reaction, such as MPLS fast reroute, IP fast reroute, and I guess I could add Robert's proposal for end-to-end 50 milliseconds recovery. Another group is local reaction, which is the one used by usual routing protocols. Whoops. This is not from... Yes, don't time. This is coming from the video projector.
Oh, sorry, that's turning off.
Screen save.
Yes, projector restoration. Fast projector restoration.
Go back to fast.
Bow.
So the power shut it down, so I had to start.
Shutdown po prostu, graceful. Not graceful. Oh, okay.
So we're back. Global restoration, which is usual routing protocols, such as IGP rerouting, BGP rerouting, and sometimes IGP followed by BGP rerouting, sometimes such as when you lose the ISBRs or a P. We could also have a mix of global and local reaction, such as an IGP routing convergence, followed by a BGP local reaction. And eventually, the BGP protection could be pre-computed and pre-installed in the FIB. For example, as with the BGP peak cage, which I guess will be introduced tomorrow. And last group is global anticipation with make-before-break procedures. So lots of solutions, but I believe most of the solutions are complementary rather than redundant because they have different applicability, cost, and result. Applicability, for example, in terms of forwarding preservation, some solutions are applicable when the forwarding can be preserved, for example, with a graceful restart, and some are applicable when the forwarding cannot be preserved, for example, rerouting. They may also have different applicability in terms of type of failure, whether it is a link failure, or a P failure, or a PE or ASBR failure, and also regarding the existence or not of an alternate path. They may also have different costs in terms of states in the hardware, in the network, or in the box, in terms of hardware requirements, in terms of cost of implementing the solutions for the vendor, and in terms of cost of operating the solution for the service provider. And finally, they may have different results in terms of expected traffic loss. So I try to position different solutions on this graph regarding two points, whether it is a local or global reaction, and whether it is a proactive or reactive solution. So in general, if you want a fast recovery, you need to be either proactive or local reaction. On the other hand, the solutions which are reactive or global have a better resilience because they know exactly what happened. So this presentation focuses on network anticipation, which is a make before break, for three reasons. First, because the applicability is significant. Second, because the cost is low. And third, because the results could be good. The applicability is significant because it's applicable every time the BCP sessions need to be shut down. For example, when you reach the maximum number of prefixes configured on a session, when you want to reload a session, when you receive an unrecognized attribute. Also for all maintenance operation, which affects the forwarding, which are most hardware operation, when you upgrade a router, line card, or link, and some software upgrade. So in short, the applicability is the same as the BGP sees message, but with a different result. Second, the cost is low. This is because speed is not required at all. So we don't need fast hardware, we don't need fast software, and we don't need redundant states. And finally, we could have very good results on a perfect make-before-break procedure could achieve zero packet loss. However, such solution does not address all cases because it requires first a backup pass, so it addresses a subset of the customers or the peers, and it also requires anticipation, which is a subset of events. So a few small introduction on graceful restart, on a graceful shutdown, sorry. It's a shutdown, but which allow your peer to gracefully handle the loss by typically give them some time to react and to accommodate. This is not really something new in general. For the IGP, you can think of configuring max metrics and links, or for nodes, you could use the ISS overload bit. More recently, there have been techniques to have loop-free convergence techniques, for example, using a smart multiple metrics increments and links. For MPLS and GMPLS, there is an IETF draft. But currently, for BGP, there is no agreed procedure. Also, BGP is widely used, and BGP routing convergence could be long. So BGP is widely used. It's used everywhere on the internet. It's also used for MPLS, BGP, VPN services. And BGP rerouting convergence could be long for two reasons. First, it's that the rerouting of one prefix can take multiple steps. For two reasons, because it's a pass vector protocol, and because any router may hide the backup pass. So for the convergence, you may require multiple messages and multiple base pass selections. Second reason is that BGP typically involves a lot of prefixes, for example, nearly 300,000 prefixes for the internet. So if you want to update the RIB at the protocol level, you typically need 100,000 messages. And then to update the feed, you typically need 30 seconds with current hardware. And in addition, MPLS VPNs usually have bigger numbers. And finally, BGP is more difficult because it requires bilaterals or even multilateral agreements, and one ISP cannot do it on its own. So next, I have a few slides to illustrate the fact that that the rerouting of one prefix can require multiple steps. I will illustrate it on this topology. will spend a bit of time between, because I will use the same topology to evaluate the solution. So this is our topology. We have two ACs, the service provider here and the customer here. In the service provider, we have nine routers from LR1 up to LR9. LR1 has loopback 1, and LR9 has loopback 9, and so on. And on the customer has five routers. Regarding the IGP, all links have a default metric of 10, except this link, which has a metric of 30. Regarding BGP, we use BGP router vectors with redundant router vectors which share the same cluster ID. There is one couple of router vectors in the customer, and for the service provider, we use hierarchical router vectors with the top-level router vectors here, on second-tier router vectors here and here. On ISBR, our clients of the second-tier router vectors. Okay, so let's have a look at the conversions. This is the default behavior. It's supposed to be different colors, but that group of routers, which is supposed to be red or pink, use that link as default. And that group of routers, which is supposed to be blue, use that link. And we are going to shut down that session. Not the link, just the session. So, before, let's have a look at the RIB of each router, BGP RIB. We only consider the convergence of one prefix, which is 10.0.3.12 for the service provider. And we can see that different routers have different point of view of the networks. In bold, we have the best route selected by BGP. So here, this is the prefix. Here, this is the next hop. It's either LR1 or either LR2. Here, we have the cluster list, which is a list of route vectors which have seen the update. And here, this is the peer ID or session ID, which is the address of your peer. So let's move in. Let's shut down the session here. So as a result, this router will remove the pass from its RIB. He has no backup pass. He will send a withdraw to its router vectors, which will remove the pass in their RIB. They also don't have backup pass. So they will send a withdraw to the clients. So both router vectors send a withdraw. So this client has no pass. The next, they will send a withdraw to their top-level router vectors, which each of one will select the next back pass, which has actually it's still LR2, which is not yet the good next step. Next, LR9 should advertise the next best route. It does not advertise it to LR7 because that route already come from LR7. It advertises it to its clients, which is LR6, but it does not accept it because it discovered cluster ID in the cluster list. Then the second route vectors, which is LR7, advertise the withdraw to its top-level route vectors. So they withdraw the pass. Oh, sorry. I missed one step. Whoa. Okay, so second router vector with those routes to the top-level router vectors, which we move it, run best pass selection, and select the new next hop, which is LR1. Then they send an update, but actually it's the same the router which advertised the route, so they send a withdraw to that routers. Then they send an update to all the clients. LR5 does not accept it because it discovers that it discovered cluster ID in the cluster list. LR6 and LR7 will accept it, install it, and select it as best. Then LR7 advertise the route to their clients, to its clients, LR2 and LR3. And then finally, we have restored the connectivity, but it's not yet finished. LR9 withdraws the previous routes. And advertise this pass to its clients. Those router does not accept it because they find their cluster ID in the cluster list, whereas those routers will install it. It's a less good pass, so they don't use it. And finally, LR6 advertise its best pass to LR2 and LR3, and the ASBR switch to new best pass. So a few steps, as you have seen, just to update one prefix. And if you have more than one prefix, well, you need to have multiple times these steps. I will skip the convergence for the customer, which is the same thing, but easier. And then let's have a look at the requirements for a BGP graceful shutdown. So it's short, it's simple. We want minimal or no packet loss when shutting down the BGP session. Obviously, this is providing we have an alternate pass in the IS so that we can reroute the traffic. And otherwise, if we don't have alternate pass, we want the pass to still be usable just like today. A second requirement for the service provider is that it should handle common IBGP topologies, the ones that we have currently in our networks, each of us. So it could be full mesh, it could be root effectors, it could be hierarchical root effectors, it could be configuration, it could be a mix of this. Regarding IBGP topologies, we have restrained the use case to two ways which are directly connected, which is typically the case of a customer dual attached to a provider. So we have ruled out more complex topologies which involve more than two ways, such as a multi-home ways, which could require an internet-wide convergence. So what do we want in terms of properties? First, to minimize the loss of connectivity. This is a customer requirement. Then to be applicable to a wide range of network, BGP topologies, and use cases. This is the requirements of the service providers. Then we want to minimize transient forwarding loop because it can overload links, and which can have negative impact. And then it could be good if we can also minimize the additional load on BGP on impact. So now let's move to a solution. First, with a very simple network, we'll see why we have loss of connectivity during the shutdown. Then we'll see how we can improve the behavior for outbound traffic and then for inbound traffic. Then we'll discuss deployment consideration, and then we'll discuss further options. So we are a simple network. We have a customer here, which is dual attached to a service provider here, attached on two routers, SBR1 and SBR2. We have a normal backup policy. So during the nominal case, all traffic to destination P/P should go to SBR1. And in case it fails, it should switch to SBR2. So this is a default case with so all routers use next up SBR1, which is what we want. And then we want to shut down the session. So as a result, SBR1 removes the route. It has no route. It will withdraw the prefix to its IBGP peers, which are the route effectors. They will remove the routes. They have no backup routes. They will send a withdraw to their clients. SBR3, which is a typical SBR in the network, has no routes, and will drop all the traffic to the customer. Then SBR2 will discover that is the next best pass. So it will select his route, advertise it to the route effectors, which will select it, advertise it to its clients, and so on. It will propagate in the network. And finally, SBR3 will recover connectivity. So, what can we do to improve this? We could apply IBGP configuration to change the local pref. Oh, sorry, to change the local pref to zero on the outbound of the IGBTP session. So SBR1 keeps its nominal root. It will re-advertise the prefix with the local pref of zero to the root effectors. They still use the same next stop because they don't have backup pass. They will propagate the low local pref to their clients. They will still use SBR1, so forward the traffic. Finally, SBR2 will discover that its route is better, so it will advertise it back to RR2, which will switch to the new routes, which will advertise it to the network, and progressively all the network will switch to SBR2. So what is the difference between today and this? Two differences. First, at each time during the convergence, any router has a root, the prefix. We never add a router without a root. And second, any router has a valid root, because either they use SBR1, which will forward the traffic to the customer, or they switch to SBR2, which had previously already switched to the routing to the customer. So it's always a valid route. And then we can shut the session, and SBR1 will switch to the SBR2. So it's fine. Now we have to find something for the inbound traffic. So for this, the simple solution is to trigger the same behavior, but at the other side of the peering link. And for this, we could use a BGP community called, for example, GSHUT. And the peer on receiving that community will do the same. It will set the local pref to zero on the outbound of the IBGP session. And the good news is that it doesn't require any action on the customer side, so you can do the operation in the evening or in the night without requiring any action from your customer. So let's summarize it with a real CLI. So you first need to pre-configure policy on both ASBRs. And this is one policy on the outbound of the IBGP session. So this is one per IBGP group, so typically one. And what does the policy? It just checks if you if you have the community GSHUT. And if you have the community GSHUT, it sets the local pref to zero. Now, at the time of the maintenance, you need to apply a specific policy at the outbound and inbound of the IBGP session to be shut down. So here it is. You're applying the same policy on inbound and outbound, and the policy simply at the GSHUT community. Then you wait for the BGP convergence, which could be seconds or tens of seconds, and then you can shut down the BGP as usual. Now let's have a look at deployment consideration. With this, we typically need one GSHUT community value per customer, peer, and provider, which is difficult to manage and error-prone, because if you have 100 customers, you need 100 community and pick the good one. So we propose to standardize one GSHUT community. Regarding deployment properties, we have good deployment properties because we can deploy it incrementally on a per IBGP basis, on a per IBGP session basis. And more importantly, we have incremental gain. So if you deploy it on one IBGP session, we can gracefully shut that IBGP session without changing anything on the rest of the network. And this is something that can be implemented now by service providers for configuration. But obviously, vendors could help make it simpler by automating everything before sending the BGP sys message. So the hidden message is vendor please help. So we have a graceful shutdown solution. But is it enough? No, not yet. We can still have micro forwarding loops during the IBGP convergence. And this is caused by some inconsistency between FIB on different routers along the forwarding path. For example, this router C could switch to the new path first, and then as a result, we have forwarding loops between these two routers. To address that issue, we have multiple solutions, at least. First is to have simultaneous RIB and FIB update, which is difficult or impossible. Second solution is to order the ribbon fib updates across the network. There is a currently a proposal on this, but for the IGP, it would be more difficult for the PGP. And the third solution is simply to use tunnels between SBRs, and you could use either IP or MPLS tunnels, and it's available now. Is it enough? No, not yet. Because we can have diversity in IBGP signaling paths. In short, as a summary, the PGP graceful shutdown tries to avoid sending abrupt withdrawal to the routers because this can initiate loss of connectivity. But the issue is, even if you send a route update, it can be translated into a withdrawal along the IBGP signaling path. And then you have two messages, one withdrawal, one update, along two IBGP signaling paths, and unfortunately, the withdrawal could be quicker. Let's have a look at an example, simple example. We have three routers. We have a full mesh of IBGP session. Primary path is F, selected based on local pref, and we switch on the IBGP session. So F will converge to, okay. F will switch on to its own path. So far, so good. And it will advertise a new path to its peers. So an update. Let's say it starts to send an update to E. E will switch to the path advertised to F because it's a better local pref. And E could directly send a withdraw to A because the best path is no more his own path, so we'll send a withdraw. And eventually the withdraw will be faster than the update sent by F. So during a short period of time, we have no path on prefix on router A, and we drop the traffic.
A quick comment on that?
Yes.
If you configure best external on E, it will not withdraw?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robert. So a solution is BGP external based, which is described in a draft. And in short, instead of withdrawing a route, a router will advertise another route, which is its best external route, which could be possibly different from its overall best. And it's something which is already available in some implementation. So is it enough? No, not yet. We may want to conceal the convergence inside your own eyes. So let's come back to our topology with the customer. They were attached to SBR1 and SBR2. And we had a peer on the provider here on SBR3. And the peer also advertised the same prefix P/P. So obviously, SBR3 picks the customer route because it's a better local pref. And let's apply the BGP graceful shutdown. So we'll advertise a local pref of 0. As a result, SBR3 will switch to to the path it knows, so which is the one from the peer. So far, so good. But due to policy, you don't advertise a peer route to your provider. It will send an abrupt withdraw to the provider. So you will create a loss of connectivity between the provider and the customer. This is not new. This is what happens currently. But we would like to do better. So one solution is to use a specific local pref which allow a local concealment within your autonomous system. So typically, here, we want to search for a path in the network, but not whatever path we found. We want to search for a path from a customer. So we'll send a local pref, which is smaller than any local pref used by a customer, but bigger than any local pref used for a peer. So SBR3 will receive the local pref. It will stick to the local pref to the path of the customer, and will not send a withdrawal. But the local pref 51 will be enough to trigger the convergence to the second pass, which has the local pref 90. And so we are done. So let's see what is the gain. So the goal of the test is to evaluate the BGP graceful shutdown solution to check if it's correct and to evaluate the gain. We will focus on the gain, everything else being equal, rather than the absolute convergence time. Because absolute convergence times is very hardware-dependent, software-dependent, topology-dependent, dependent on your session, how many prefixes you received. So what we want to have is a gain, relative gain, everything else being equal. We have the same physical topology. We use real commercial routers with forwarding performing hardware. And we use a bit of specificity because we will have emulated all routers on a single box using virtual routers. The reason was that for the test, it was not possible or too costly to have 15 identical commercial routers for the test. So the good news is that we have perfect time synchronization on all routers, which is much easier to debug and understand what happens. The bad news is that all virtual routers share a hardware resource, which are CPU and memory. So we had to take care to avoid overloading the box. And a second issue is that it could affect absolute times, absolute conversion times. But I don't think it's an issue because it was already the testes were hardware and software dependent. And what we want is to evaluate the gain. I will skip some specifics about the test. Regarding test plan, we have tested two eBGP topologies, four iBGP topologies, full mesh, root effectors, hierarchical root effectors, with different or identical cluster ID. We have tested two different kind of BGP best pass selection criteria based on IGP cost or local pref, and three kind of forwarding, either IP hop by hop, or known as pervasive BGP, MPLS, known as BGP free core, or VPNs for BGP MPLS VPNs. Then we have performed 5 times each test and keep the mean value. For each test, we have tested 2 events, down or up. And we have tested the topology twice with current BGP and with BGP graceful shutdown. So in test, we have performed more than 200 tests. I'm not going to go into the details, of course, and just talk about the summary. So in short, the average gain is very significant. If you use tunnels between SBRs, which is the case for the BGP free core on VPN forwarding, we have a gain of 100%, which is zero packet loss when you shut down the session, when you perform the maintenance. And if you have IP forwarding up IOP, you still have a packet loss because you have a transient forwarding loop, but you still have a significant improvement, nearly 90%. So now the conclusion. High availability is now an important requirement for IP MPLS network. And we've seen that standard BGP convergence is not currently does not meet such requirements. There are lots of solutions to improve the availability, and they are most complementary than redundant. But BGP graceful shutdown can definitely improve network availability. It's only applicable to a subset of cases, which is when you have an internet path in the network and when you can anticipate it. But for these cases, zero packet loss is achievable using those BGP graceful shutdown procedures, using tunnels between SBRs, and using BGP external based. And it's applicable now, but vendors could help it, doing everything automatically and without any need to bother for the service provider. Thanks, that's all. If you have any question or feedback, rather now or later during the meeting or even after during by mail, you're welcome.
Yeah, I have 2 questions.
Okay.
One is small one, one is big one. The small one is that you're proposing to encode the GSHAT in the community. And community is encoded in the transitive attribute. So if you use this technique between two ISPs in the internet, this community will propagate everywhere. So it will introduce additional churn into the internet. The perfect solution for that would be to have a new attribute, non-transitive, because you only need to send it to your peer so he can change local pref on his AS. No, but if you want to hear, you listen and you propagate.
No, I don't necessarily propagate. That's my choice, my policy.
Okay, but he's sending you and you have to configure policy to filter.
I have to decide whether I want to listen, and if I listen,
Okay, but by default, if you don't touch your router, it will propagate.
My default is not to propagate communities.
So you blindly take all. Okay, but...
Practice safe routing.
Okay.
First, as Randy had said, you can remove the community, which is the reason. We remove the community once we use it. Mm-hmm. Second comment, I'm not sure this had some churn in the BGP routing tables. Because currently, there is no magic. You drop packet, you send a whisper to your peers, and this week, this whisper will propagate everywhere on the internet. Here, you don't send whisper. Eventually, if you don't remove it, you send a new community. But it's, well, you have to study it, but I'm not sure it's worth.
Well, so my meta comment is that most of the solution provided here will be addressed if you actually have redundant paths in the network. And there are many applications, especially convergence related, which require to have redundant paths. And that's, I think, the overall solution for the problem. Because even with the withdrawal, if you have other paths in all the ASBRs or even in the P routers, you get the same effect, especially when you use when you pre-compute BGP backup path and install it in FIB.
Absolutely. But two comments. First, this may not be available today. You may not have the backup path on all the ingress because by default you don't have it. So maybe this is a goal, a long-term goal, but it's not available. Second comment, it's not magic either. You add cost. You add redundant states everywhere in the box on the network. I don't know if it's an issue or not, depending on the hardware, depending on the implementation, depending on the edge of your router in the network. But it's not magic. You have a cost for that solution. But I agree with you. That kind of solution have a broader coverage. It still need a backup pass, but it doesn't need anticipation.
Okay. So we agree.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruno.